A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Yud Ches, Erevin 18a, pagination page 35, but we're going to start on the facing page, so we're at the end of Yud Zayin Amud Bey 17b, pagination 34, at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, starting the new parak. The case over here is a fascinating case of Eruv, an enclosure, to enclose a pit which had water, and we want to be able to lift the water out from the pit, which is a Rishus HaYachid, because it's deep by 10 Tvachim, and we're going to lift the water out of that into the public area where the animal comes. In order to do that, they required some level of enclosure, and we're being told the type of enclosure involved something called diyumdin. Good, a double post, which was shaped like an L, so that it was covering, as you look at it, the horizontal and the vertical. It was a corner post. And that diyumdin is going to be a word that's elaborated and becomes the theme of our session. So the Mishnah states, Osim pasim libiraos. You make these uprights for the pits. Arba diyumdin. You make four of these diyumdin, one on each corner. Nirin kishmona. And the definition of a diyumid is that it is a post which appears like two posts, because a corner post, a little bit of it is protruding towards the left or right, and a little bit is protruding to the up or down, depending on which corner you're dealing with. So arba diyumdin, four of them, is nirin kishmona, looks like eight. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, shemona nirin kishneim asar. You have eight boards, and it appears like 12 boards, because he's requiring arba diyumdin, four of these L posts, va'arba peshutim, and four regular posts in between them to break up the gap of the size of this enclosure. Let's move on to today's daf, and approximately the middle between top and bottom of the page, at the end of a line, you'll see the word mai. It's right above the two dots. Mai diyumdin. What exactly are diyumdin? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar, diyo amudin. A double upright. An amud, an upright, a beam, but it's diyo, it's doubled. Skip a line, which is a mnemonic device, and then from the two dots, tanan hosam, we learnt over there. A similar usage of this word diyo. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, kol ashitim piturim, all, they translated as wild figs, are potter from taking the additional tithe if you get it as demai. Remember, the case of demai is you're getting it from an ama oretz, from a person who's a little bit ignorant, not as diligent in his mitzvah observance. And what's that?
Not tithe.
Not necessarily tithed, good. But by wild figs, you don't have to take the tithe, because you can be assured that the ama oretz, the farmer, did take the tithe. And what you find here is, like we always do in Gemara, is we try to bring it up to the surgical line, the exact moment of transition. Normally, we're pretty sure that he takes the tithe. He's an observant Jew still, right? We're not going so far as to say the farmer's not observant, but he's tempted. So by a lot of things, he will not take the tithe, or not necessarily take the tithe. By wild figs, we rest assured that he took the tithe because they're not valuable. It doesn't cost him much, so he's willing to do it.
So in the first case, it's not necessarily ignorance, it's rather just being, trying to cheat it out.
Right. What you see here is that it's not an ignorance of ignorance. it's an ignorance of how important it is, or the details, or meticulous in his observance, what goes along together with ignorance. Not really the ignorance. He's well aware that you're supposed to be taking tithes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But he got into this habit of cutting corners, or might have. And there, because we see that sometimes demai is permitted without tithing it. In certain cases of duress for poor people.
Right, like with soldiers.
Right? Soldiers. Where do you get the right to serve people? Right, obviously, it's like right at the border, which is what we love to focus on. The real tough cases. Because then all the easy cases fall into place. So, sheet and pturim. These wild figs are permitted because our assumption is that they were tithed. Chutz min hadiyufra. Except for this particular wild fig called diyufra, which was very valuable and did not fit the regular rules of the wild figs. It's an exception in its value, and therefore the Am Haaretz was back to being tempted not to give the tithe.
It also was giving like
twice next a line. Year. Twice. Good. Next line. My diyufra, where does it get its name? Amar Ula, Ula said, and that's why we got onto this topic, Ilana Ose Diyo Peros Bishana. It gives double fruit every year. It has two seasons every year that it blossoms, gives fruit, and then it happens a second time in the year, so it has this word Diyo. That's Diyufra, and that's similar to Diyumdin, which was Diyo Amudim, a double post. It's a contraction using this word diyo. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, diyo partzuf panim hayala la'adam arishon. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, first man, before the surgical procedure that produced his wife, but first man originally had a double face. He had a face forward, and a face backward, and he was male and female. Shenemar, and that's the pasuk, Achar Vakedem Tzartani, Hashem created first man, forward, backward and forward, he was created. Ksiv, and when the pasuk says, Vayivan Hashem Alakim Esatzela, and Hashem built that appendage, that part, that side that was removed from Adam into a new being called Chava, Rav Shmuel. There's a machlokis about that. Chadam Ar Partzof. One says it was a face, which is what we just described. Diyo Partzof, it was a double face. V'chadam Ar Zonov. And one says it was a tail or an appendage. There was an extra part that was removed. And the Gemara develops these two themes. Let's drop down to the second theme which occurs on this daf. Two lines from the bottom. The pasuk says, Vayiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzela, and Hashem built this side. Says the Gemara, we encountered this in Shabbos as well, Melamed Shekilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, that Hashem braided Chava, braided her hair to make her pretty, ve'evia la'adam arishon, and brought her to Adam, shekein bekarchei hayom karin l'kliyaisa benaisa, because there is such a term, still a derivative from that original Hebrew, which is that a kliya, a braid, is called a benaisa, a building. That's where it's brought, that you're not allowed to make braids on Shabbos, because it's considered binyan. Take a look on the second side of today's daf, four lines from the top, third word, Vayivyao el ha'adam, and Hashem brought her to Adam, Malamich asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoshevinus la'adam arishon. It shows you that Hashem became the arranger for Adam arishon's chasna. Mikan, from here you learn, from here you learn that a person should be willing to become the arranger for someone who's less than him in stature, and don't feel bitter about it, that I'm the gopher for that person, Hashem was willing to do it to Adam. It takes a great person to arrange things properly for everybody else. Once we're on the topic of men and women, the Gemara launches off into a little bit more detail. I just want to mention one case. At the end of a line, about 13 lines from the top, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Men-women relationships. Hamiratza mos la'isha, a person who exchanges money with a woman, a man exchanging money with a woman. The example of a cashier making a purchase from a woman. Miyado liyoda, from his hand to her hand, miyado liyodo, or her hand to his hand. Bishvil shayistakil bo, in order that he can look at her, in order that he can derive pleasure from the male-female energy. Even if he's like Moshe, Shekibul Torah Me'ar Sinai, that got Torah from Hashem. You did an exchange from Hashem. You did a deal with Hashem. But if you do such a deal that really is a cover-up for a male-female energy, what you really want to do is look at that pretty person. That person is going to have to be cleansed in Gehenna. What we find over here is that even though we're allowed to go about our daily business, but you're not allowed to activate the male-female energy, and certainly not to do the business as a cover-up to enjoy the male-female energy. It's very, very risky, because if you ask in the corporate world, they know that the person who ultimately makes the deal and gets the customer to come back is that person at the front desk. And they know that. And in many companies, they recommend that the cashier make contact with you. Because contact, negia, is very powerful. It turns what was buying a bottle of milk into a relationship. And Chazal understood all that. And they understood that what is really a legitimate, perfectly normal business deal could turn into a whole different dynamic. And they caution us to make sure when we choose a cashier, when we choose a store, we have to have clean business thoughts on our minds rather than what is very tempting for a human being to fall into. Yashar Koach, have a great day.